Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody else around the world? We're broadcasting on 7 continents. So tell all your friends, your family, and your relatives that they can tune in to the radio show and listen to what we're putting down. That's right. We're broadcasting worldwide on the internet radio, talk radio. And this is Gregory Stories radio show. And I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm the host of the show. So I want to ask you, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, the weather is beautiful. It's about 90 degrees outside. That's right. We're getting ready for our summer heat coming to Las Vegas because we're in the desert, so the weather's going to get hot out here. And we can expect to have 100-degree weather by the end of next week. And then it'll last for about 8 months. We'll have hot weather for 8 months until about November or so. So get ready. Start planning your summer vacations to come to Vegas for all of the entertainment that's going on in Vegas. We have a lot of entertainers that are setting up their residencies here in Las Vegas. And that's when they set up their entertainment dates in the different casinos in Las Vegas. So they're making plans to perform here in Las Vegas. They got a lot of casinos that they're booking up with a lot of entertainers that are coming in and performing from all over the world. That's right. This is entertainment capital of the world. And we have a lot of entertainment that's going to be set up for the summer. All right. Now, I was telling you about the weather. The weather is like 90 degrees. It's blue skies. The sun is out shining. Oh, it's beautiful in Las Vegas. Oh, I'm so happy I'm here. This is the entertainment capital of the world. And it's just beautiful. Yes, it is. It is just beautiful to be in Las Vegas. Now, Las Vegas is in the middle of Nevada, which is in the desert. So we can expect hot weather for the summertime because we are getting plenty of sunshine and it will be hot. I don't think we'll get much rain this summer, because we got all the rain during the winter time. So I think the rain is going to be gone until November or December at the end of the year. And we may have one or two storms that come in from California, so we may get a couple of showers, just a couple, that will reach Las Vegas. But other than that, Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world. The weather is beautiful, And this is a great place to come and do some sightseeing. The girls are out on the strip, and they're walking up and down with short pants and bikini tops on. Oh, they're looking good. And the guys are out here looking at the girls. So it's the eye full of candy, eye candy all up and down the strip. That means the men and the women are out. And many people are spending a lot of money in the casinos, so the cash flow is flowing. And the bars are serving drinks to everybody that's here gambling. So everybody's drinking up a storm. And the food, oh my God, I can't begin to tell you how good the food is. We have the best chefs in the world are in Las Vegas. So everybody's happy when they come to Vegas. And then now it's hot weather. You can go to the casinos and go out to the pool. Because all the big casinos got hotel rooms and they have a pool that you can go out and swim. Or even if you're not swimming, if you're just going out girl watching or guy watching, you can go to the casinos and go sit out by the pool and drink at the bar and just lounge. Oh, it's a great place to be. Oh, my God. I've spent many a year during the summer sitting out by the pool. Oh, yeah, girl watching. And I like all the new bikinis and the G-strings the girls have. Oh, man, I wouldn't miss it for the world. But that's Las Vegas, and I'm so happy to be here. Okay, well, that's the weather for Las Vegas. Now, let's talk sports. Well, we've been involved in the semifinals for the Eastern Division and the Western Conference Division, and it looks like all of the semifinals have finished up. Boston won the first round, the first game of the semifinals against Milwaukee Bucks. But that's the only game they won. After that, Milwaukee swept them four straight. So they finished their series, and now they're just waiting for the other team to finish their series. So Milwaukee was the first one to finish their series, and they're sitting and waiting for the other team, which is Toronto and the Toronto Raptors and the Philadelphia 76ers. Well, I almost said Philadelphia Eagles. Wrong sport. That's football. Yeah, but Philadelphia 76ers and the Toronto Raptors were playing in the semifinals in the other half in the East. And Toronto just won game 7. That's right. It went 7 games for them to decide on the winner. And they beat Philadelphia 76ers in game 7. So it took them 7 games, but they won 4 out of 7. So now they're getting ready to play Milwaukee Bucks, and that series will start tomorrow. Okay, and the Western Conference, we have Denver Nuggets are playing the Portland Trailblazers, and Portland won the first game of the series, and then Denver won 2 games straight So it looked like Denver was going to sweep them. And then Portland won again, and it ended up being 2-2. And then they played a game apiece, and Denver won a game, and then Portland won a game. So now it was the final game, 7, which was played Sunday, and that would decide the other half of the Eastern Conference playoff team, and Portland won. They beat Golden State by about 3 points. So now it's Portland Trailblazers are playing the Milwaukee Bucks for the finals in the Eastern Conference Championship. Okay, then you got the West Coast, the Western Conference Championship, and you got, let me back that up. You got Boston got beat by Milwaukee. So Milwaukee's half of the Eastern Conference champion. And then the other one was Toronto and Philadelphia 76ers. And they went 7 games. And Toronto won the 7th game of the series. So now it's going to be Toronto versus Milwaukee Bucks. That's for the Eastern Conference Championship. Okay, then we go to the Western Conference, and we got Denver Nuggets playing the Portland Trailblazers. And that was the kind of push and shove, give and take series, but it went 7 games. I predicted it would go 7. And it went 7 games, and Portland won the series. They won the last game, game 7, by 3 points. Wow, that was a good series. It was neck and neck all the way down the line. So Portland Trailblazers will represent half of the West. And Golden State Warriors, well, they're the defending NBA champions for the last 2 years, and they'll be back again to represent the West. So they're playing the winners of the Portland Trailblazers. It'll be the Golden State Warriors playing that they beat the Houston Texans in 6 games. It didn't even go 7. It went 6 games. Golden State just beat Houston mercilessly. Oh, it was awful. But Golden State just had such a good team that they were scheduled to win. Everybody predicted Golden State would be the defending world champions again. So that's what the championship tournament is looking like. You got Portland Trailblazers are playing the Golden State Warriors for the Western Conference Championship, and you got the Milwaukee Bucks are playing the Toronto Raptors for the Eastern Conference Championship. And the winner of those 2 games, those 2 series, will play for the NBA Championship of 2019. So we're looking forward to some good basketball for the championship series game, because I'm predicting that Milwaukee Bucks are going to win the Eastern Conference division. They are so good a team that they're going to win, and they'll probably win. I'll give them 5 games, because I don't think Toronto can even compare with Milwaukee. So I think Toronto may win one game, but Toronto's just going to sweep them. I think they'll win four in a row, like they did with Boston. And in the West, I think it'll be Golden State Warriors winning the West, but they'll be playing against the Portland Trailblazers. And I really don't think that's an evenly matched competition. I think Portland was lucky to beat Denver in the series. Denver was the better team, and Denver should have represented the West. But Golden State won in like six games, so they blew Houston out. The Houston Rockets couldn't even compare with Golden State. And Golden State lost his best player. He sprained an ankle. So we knew he wasn't going to play in the rest of the series against Houston Rockets. And Houston still couldn't beat Golden State without their best player. So now we know that the best player may be back for the championship series, and that'll be good for Golden State, because if they got all of their horses and all of their men, oh, they're going to run crazy through the division. That's for sure. So we'll wait and see what happens. Everything starts on Tuesday, tomorrow. So we'll see what the comparisons, what the games look like, and I'll let you know as I hear about it from the sports commentators on TV and in the sports book. I'll let you know. Okay. DJ Papa D, do what you do. Play some music, drop some comedy spots, drop some commercial breaks. And we'll be back for more of my show in a minute. And I get to the center divider, and I step off in the street. I'm not even paying attention to what's coming on, because the last time I looked, the street was clear. So I'm walking across the center divider, getting ready to cross the street to the other side, and I'm counting my change in my hand, not paying no attention to any oncoming traffic, because I'm thinking the traffic is a long way off. And all of a sudden, I get to the driveway, and I'm walking up on the sidewalk, and this car almost hits me, and I jump. And I go, hey, man, you almost hit me. And I look up, and it's a police car. And they're like, hey, you know you were jaywalking.
gentleman. If anybody can fit the description, baby, I can. Someone who cares and dares to give himself completely. You got it in me. You need a man with sensitivity.
You need a man.
Against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020. Phi Beta Sigma fraternity is having their national convention here in Las Vegas in the month of July. So we'll have some fundraisers going on. They're hoping to raise some money for the homeless. So check it out on the internet. Look up Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and see if you can see any kind of dates for any activity. We have a store on Storytime with gmoney.com, where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol. And that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-203-0815. 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Yeah, this is Gregory Stories radio show, and we're broadcasting on 7 continents. That means we're broadcasting all around the world. So tell everybody, all your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, your relatives, to pull up the radio show on their computer so they can listen to the show and enjoy the stories that I tell. Plus, they can get information about news and sports and all kind of commercials that we have on the radio show. It's just like a regular radio show. So it's entertaining to listen to. Okay, I want to make a plea to all of the people that are running nonprofit organizations. You guys need to call in to me and let me know what you're doing on in your nonprofit organization, in your programs for the homeless, so that we can let the homeless people know and let everybody around the world know what your ideas are working with the homeless, because we want to be able to make a difference not only in Las Vegas, but in all the cities across America and in all of the countries around the world. Because we don't really need people to be homeless and be living in the streets and starving. Oh, we got enough money in the world to take care of everybody. So if you have an organization and you're doing stuff to combat the homelessness in your city, call me. And let's talk about it on the radio show. And that'll be on Friday. We dedicate our show to solving the homeless problem. So from 3 to 4 o'clock on Friday, that's when we're talking about these issues. So spread the word. Let everybody know that has a nonprofit or a organization where they're working with the homeless to tell them to call me so we can talk about their organization and what they're doing on the air. Because on Friday, we need to talk about it. Okay. Well, I want to tell you a story. I got the key to the city of Los Angeles, and I was in the Los Angeles Times newspaper for being a hero and saving the lives of a woman and a baby. Well, you know what happened? Let me tell you how that story went down. I was in South Central L.A. I was around 45th, 46th Street in Vermont. And I was visiting some friends of mine that went to Fauché Junior High School, and they went to Manual Arts High School. So I was over in the neighborhood visiting them. And we had gone to the store, and I got me a honey bun. Yeah, I like those honey buns. I like the honey buns. So I had the honey buns, and I had a brisk iced tea drink. And I was walking down the street, eating my honey bun and drinking my iced tea drink. And I was walking with three of my buddies that I knew that went to Fauché and went to Mandel Arts High School. So we were talking, and I noticed that there was smoke coming out of the roof of this building. And I didn't say anything, but as we were walking closer toward the building, I was noticing that the smoke was black and it was coming off the top of the building. And then I started seeing fire coming off the top of the building. And we were like about 8 blocks away from where the fire was. And we were just walking down the street and we were talking, but I was looking at the building and I was watching the smoke come out the building and I thought it was like, wow, this is really something going on. So we walked all the way down to where the building was on fire. And we walked down the street and we got to the building and we saw it was an apartment complex that was on fire. Somebody in the upstairs apartment had started a fire somehow in their house. But the fire was the smoke was coming out the windows and the fire was coming off of the roof of the building, and it was coming out some of the windows. And so there were a lot of people that had gathered around, and they were watching the building burn up. And they were standing out there, and one man had got a water hose, and he was watering his plant and the trees by his house, so that the fire wouldn't catch on to his plant and burn up his house. So he was keeping his plant and his house watered, and he was trying to water the fire on the other building with his water hose. And so we had a lot of people that were just out looking at the fire, and I asked if somebody had called the fire department. And they said, yeah, we called the fire department. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess somebody's going to come and put this fire out. And while we're standing there looking at the fire coming through the roof, I heard this woman. She was screaming. And she was hollering. And I listened, and I heard her, and I said, hey, it sounds like it's coming from the back of the building. So I walked to the alley and walked down the alley, and I looked at the side of the building, and up on the top floor was this woman, and she was kicking the window out of the room that she was in, and it was smoke coming all out the window and everything, and she was kicking the glass out the window, and then she held her baby out the window. And she was like, help, somebody catch my baby. My baby, I don't want my baby to die in the fire. And I heard her, but it doesn't look like anybody else heard her screaming. So I hopped the fence, and I ran in the backyard, and I grabbed the sheet off of the line, the clothesline. I grabbed the sheet off of the clothesline, and I ran to the front of the building, and I got the three guys that I had been walking with, and I told them, come on, man, hop the fence. We got to save this baby. And they hopped the fence, and we came in, and each of us grabbed a corner of the sheet, and we put it under the window and said, okay, drop the baby. We can catch the baby. And she dropped her baby, and the baby hit the middle of the sheet, and we stopped it from hitting the ground. We caught the baby, and, you know, we grabbed the baby, and we were looking at it. It looked like it was okay. So one of my buddies walked the baby to the front of the building, and he passed the baby off to somebody else that lived in the building, to some other lady. So she said, oh, I know whose baby that is. So we passed the baby to her. And we thought we had done our job. And then we heard the woman hollering again. And we forgot about her. And she was like, somebody catch me. Catch me. And we were like, catch you? How big are you? You want somebody to catch you? You're dropping a 40-foot drop to the ground, and you want somebody to catch you? And we're looking at each other, and we're like, this woman is going to be too big to catch. I can't believe she's going to be hollering, catch her. So we grabbed the sheet, and we ran back to the back of the building and held the sheet up and said, okay, if you can jump on the sheet, then we may be able to break your fall. You won't hit the ground, but nobody's going to catch you. And she looked like she was about maybe 5'10", maybe 165 pounds. She wasn't no small woman, but she was talking about somebody catch her. Like we were just going to stand there and say, okay, jump and we'll catch you. You're dropping 40 feet to the ground. That's going to be dead weight dropping like that. So we held the sheet, and she jumped, and we caught her in the middle of the sheet, and that broke her fall, and she was on fire. Her clothes had caught fire, and they were burning as she hit the ground. So we wrapped her up in the sheet and patted the fire out, and then she jumped up, and she said, where's my baby? And so we took her to the front, and she got her baby back, and we had newspaper people and TV cameras there. We're videoing the rescue attempt that we did. And they wanted to talk to me after while the fire department was putting out the fire. They wanted to talk to me. So they had cameras, and they were taking pictures of me and everything. And I ended up on the news that night on the TV channel. All the channels were carrying the news on how I saved this woman and the baby from the fire. And everybody was like congratulating me, and they were thanking me. And then the mayor contacted me and said he wanted to give me the key to the city for being a citizen that helped the community. And I was like, well, I didn't do anything. I just responded, you know. I was a Boy Scout and a Cub Scout in school, and I know when people are in danger, I jump to their aid. That's just a natural reflex. So I got all kind of congratulations, and they had a big ceremony for me in front of the city hall of the city of Los Angeles, and they gave me the key to the city, and they had already put my picture on the TV channels on the news, and I was in the Los Angeles Times newspaper standing next to the lady with the baby, and I was like receiving all of these congratulations. Oh, it was a good thing. Yes, I was the hero of the neighborhood. Yeah, that was an interesting day in my life. I was a hero, and I saved the lady and her baby. It was a good day in L.A. I had a good time, and I was on TV, and I got the key to the city from the mayor. Oh, yeah, it was a good day. And that's the end of that story for today. I'll turn it back over to DJ Papa D. What do you want to do? It's on you. And we'll be back with more of the show in a minute.
So the bus driver pulled over at the stop, and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand. man tried to get him to give it up, and Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go.
Oh,
This is G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
When I was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco, and I was hanging out in San Francisco, and I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me, and I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, "Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there was some girls waving at me." He said, "Those weren't girls waving at you." And I said, "What? Are you serious?" And I saw these group of girls over at the side, and they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, "Hey, come here." And my buddy's like, "No, we're not going over there." And I'm like, "Why not? The girls are calling us." He said, "Nope, they're not all girls." And I looked, and I said, "They all got dresses on." My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
Like,
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Yes, we're broadcasting on 7 continents. I'm so happy and so proud to tell you that. We have Gregory's radio show, Gregory's Story, and his radio show is broadcasting worldwide. So tell everybody to tune in to listen to the radio show. And they can pull up on their website, storytimewithgmoney.com. And they can pick any of my comedy albums, which I have for sale. And also, they can pick products from the G Money product store. So they can donate to my campaign as I'm running for president in 2020. They can pick products to help my campaign. And they can also donate to my campaign fund. And I think that's G Money for President in 2020 is the account that they can donate to. So I'm G Money. And I'm the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I'm the storyteller of the year. And I'm telling you that it's so much fun doing this radio show, talking to everybody and letting everybody know what the plans for the future is. Yes. But today is Monday, and we're just getting our week started. So we'll be back tomorrow for our 3 o'clock show, and I have another story to tell you. I've received a lot of accolades because I've been a savior of a lot of people's lives. So I'm going to tell you all stories about how I save people's lives. And they should be really interesting, because I was always in a particular situation where I had to step forth and be the best that I could be. That's why I'll be a good candidate for president of the United States, because I can take care of the world. I can bring everything back into order, and we can have good business and good lives in America. And that's all I got to say about that. So G Money for president. All right. Well, this is the end of the radio show for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So thank you, DJ Papa D, for your assistance in hosting the radio show with me. And thank you, DJ Big Nasty, for your assistance in producing the music that we play on the show and for the promotion that you're giving us to promote my radio show. So, until tomorrow, Gregory's Story on the radio. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. Talk to you tomorrow. Later. Good night. Oh, and I hope you had a happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers that are out there. Since we didn't do a Mother's Day show, because the show, Mother's Day, ended up on Sunday. So we didn't do a Mother's Day show this year. But we want to give all the mothers a happy, happy Mother's Day and wish them well and hope they had a good time with their family. And that's the mothers and the grandmothers and the great-grandmothers that are still around. So we want to say we wish you the best wishes on your day and on the rest of your life. All right. I'm out of here. Talk to you tomorrow. Good night.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.